Francis Patterson of Valdosta State in Georgia was really the driving force behind creating a state-by-state series of ethics books. So she's working with Omni, our publisher, and she's the one who contacted me and several others in different states. And the idea was that there seems to be a real gap, not in talking about ethics and education, but in educating future educators and current educators about how to navigate some of the ethical issues that aren't really black and white issues. Mm-hmm. And so that's what this book series is about. It's about trying to help educators think about ethics a little bit outside of the box, and not just following rules, but the kinds of things that come up every day.
Mm-hmm. What is the Arkansas Code of Ethics for Educators?
Right. Well, this came about a couple of years ago, 2008. And in the past, the state of Arkansas has dealt with violations of criminal code when it came to teachers and their licensure. So they just looked at a certain set of rules and criminal code violations. And when those came up, they were either dealt with at the state level, where there were some punitive issues that would come up against teachers, maybe they'd lose their license, or sometimes at the district level, is where they most of these ethical issues were really dealt with at the building and the district level. So in 2008, the state licensure board worked with the legislature and administrators from around the state to develop these an ethical code for professional educators to help guide the licensure board a little bit more, and also to guide educators in the field more about not just what to do and what not to do, but how to handle sticky issues. Mm-hmm. So how you interact with students, physical interaction, social interactions, things like that, how you deal with money, how you deal with your responsibilities on the job, things like when you call in sick, or how you relate to your profession. Are you keeping up to date? Are you cooperative? Are you a good citizen within your community? So it really covers the whole range of things that you would normally expect, the thou shalt nots, as well as the things that I think for some people was a little bit of a surprise, just the basic professionalism of being an educator.
How did you conduct the research for this book?
Well, there are a couple of things that we did in putting the book together. The first one was to contact Beverly Williams at the State Department of Education. It was wonderful in helping us not only give us access to some of the data, but also some of the give us a sense of some of the cases. And so what you'll find in the book is not actual cases, because we didn't want to put real names and real schools, and it's not an expose. But to take some of the actual cases that have gone through the licensure board or have been addressed at the district level, and then to use them to develop cases that I think are a little bit stickier. They might need a book helping them understand how some relationships very, very slowly begin to cross the line, and to see how that can happen even to the most well-meaning of educator. Some examples include interacting with them with new social media. And I think that one is particularly a strong gray area. We don't really have very well-established rules about how educators are supposed to interact in new social media. And there's so much access both to the teachers and educators' personal lives, as well as to the students. At the same time, there's a real push to meet students where they are, both intellectually, emotionally, and in some cases physically. So their presence is often online. And educators are usually, in technical terms, a generation behind, catching up with their students. And so they may not be as familiar with some of the unwritten rules of how to conduct yourself in social media. So being able to negotiate that, I mean, that's a really difficult gray area.
Has the code of ethics, and this, I mean, I shouldn't really call it ethics, but the moral dilemmas, have they changed over the years, over time? Some things that weren't okay at all in the past have just become the norm, or, you know, just all right.
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, context matters, but context matters across time as well. And in my law class, I like to show some of the rules of proper behavior of teachers from 100 years ago. I think that's a lot of educators around the country do that. And you see really quickly the stark differences over time and what's expected in the teaching profession. And so I think that it has changed over centuries and decades, but now it seems to be changing every year. particularly with technology, but also as I think the relationships that students have with their teachers in different communities, it's defined very differently.
An example would be?
Oh, well, I mean, it used to be that, you know, married women wouldn't teach. If you were out drinking, having a glass of beer, you could get fired. But you still see that. There was an example, I believe it was in Florida, within the last year or two, where there was a female teacher who had been out on, I believe she was out in a fishing boat, and there was a picture of her in her bikini. And so there was action brought against her, and I can't remember if she suspended or fired. But you see these types of things still cropping up, these broadly defined moral turpitude clauses that in the past, I think, caught a lot more behavior than they do now.
So is the book available now? Is it out?
Sure. Well, it's available now. And Omni Publishers, there's actually, if you go to the website, either my website or if you just looked up Ethics in Arkansas and Omni, if you did a Google search, it would lead you right to the publisher's website where you could buy it directly. If you went to my website, which is the edle.uark.edu, and that's our program website, and you found me on there, you'd be able to go eventually to a link that would lead you to the book. It's just out. We're hopeful that it'll be of some use, that educators will find that it helps them navigate some of these issues a little bit more easily and helps build stronger relationships with their peers and their students.
Thank you so much.
Great. Thanks for your time. I appreciate it.